that it wasn't about commiserating. It wasn't about...
Look, I had to do it. I'm sorry. I know you all have not listened to Psycho Candy since you were 17 years old, but it had to be done. You are tuned in to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Andy Resto, here until 4 p.m. And that was the Jesus and Mary Chain off of their debut album called Psycho Candy. And the song was called Something's Wrong. Jesus and Mary Chain are on, I guess, a reunion tour, a tour celebrating the, I think, the 25th anniversary of Psycho. No, that doesn't make sense. An anniversary of Psycho Candy. And so I imagine that's primarily what they're going to be playing at their show this Wednesday at the Vogue Theater. Which is nice, but it's also, it's anachronistic in a way. Unbelievable album. One of my all-time favorites. There's no doubt about that. But I just don't go back and listen to it that much anymore. It's a very particular album. But anyhow, exciting. They're coming to town on Wednesday. And I'm sure it will be an experience. Jesus Mary Chain. Now, one of the best things about Psycho Candy is how incredibly loud it is. This show, this episode I have lined up, eventually will be very loud. That's a unifying factor later on. This first set, however, that I'm going to play are some calmer tracks to get things rolling until we get into some burners. Willis Earl Beale is another one of my favorites. I have played him on the program before. He's a bit of a mystery man. A year or two ago, left his label, went out on his own, has moved to Washington State in the woods or something of that nature. Self-released his last record last fall called Experiments in Time. Two middling reviews, although I think it's quite good. I like the direction he's going in. So he hasn't been playing live a lot recently. The reason I first got interested in Willis Earl Beale is I saw him here in Vancouver probably 3 or 4 years ago now, and it is one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life. It is what was mind-blowing. It floored me, and I was shocked, especially hearing his first record. It sounds nothing like the songs on the record, which is very good, but it's an incredible performance. And so he's kind of been underground and hasn't been performing, and has said he doesn't want to perform. He doesn't really like doing it. But I found out that he is going on a tour, departing soon, if not now, on that tour. On Wednesday as well, he will be in Eugene, Oregon, which happens to line up with my own personal trip to Eugene, Oregon. So I will be there witnessing maybe a new and improved Willis Earl Beale. I know there was a time he was playing with a live band, which I had never seen. Not sure what to expect, but I know it shall be terrific. So, long story short, to make a long story short, it doesn't help to say that because I have already rambled for 5 minutes. Willis Earl Beale, I'm going to play a song called You Got Away, and then I will follow that up with some Shilpa Ray here on the Borough. CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. The Red Ride Tour rides again in its fifth incarnation, a collective of Aboriginal musicians whose goal is to showcase the diverse talent of artists across North America. It is spearheaded by local classical grunge rocker Christy Lane Sinclair. She is joined by Aboriginal artists from across the country, including Juno Award-winning singer-songwriter Derek Miller and ex-Vancouverite cellist and composer Chris Dirksen. The tour starts in Vancouver this Wednesday, May 13th at the Fairview Pub.
Like no one's listening. Lie here.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
You are tuned in to CITR 11.9 FM, possibly CITR.ca online. This program is called The Burrow, and that lovely, terrific track that we heard before the brief respite was by Shilpa Ray out of Brooklyn, New York. Shilpa Ray came out with a record 3 or 4 years ago called Teenage and Torture, along with a backing band called the Happy Hookers. So Shilpa Ray and her Happy Hookers. Teenage and Torture, terrific, terrific album, start to finish. A hidden gem for sure. She is coming out with a new record next week, May 19th, on Northern Spy, and it is called Last Year's Savage. So it is probably not going to be as wild as Teenage and Torture. It's going to be, I think,
that. It's real world empowerment.
We heard kind of brooding and dark. The song we heard was called Nocturnal Emissions. Technical term for wet dreams. And that's as far as I'll go with that. But the point being, Shilpa Ray's music, very interested in sexuality and relations between ideas of femininity and things of that nature. And the cover, what I wanted to get into, is the cover of Teenage and Torture, the album I was talking about, really expresses this in a terrific way, I think, what her music is trying to do. It has this weird tentacled creature, male figure, wrapping itself around her. She has this microphone in her hand, and it's impaling her throat from the back with its tentacles. And I feel like part of the appeal of her music is it's this strange, alluring nature, like using her body and who she is to draw you in. And I feel like it's this idea of bringing you in and then having this like monster come out if she is this creature and impaling you and kind of ripping your guts out and letting it sit on the floor and kind of string you up on the wall or something. And I think it's terrific. Anyhow, Last Year's Savage, probably going to be a little bit more toned down than Teenage and Torture, but I'm very excited. Coming out next week, Shilpa Ray from Brooklyn. Now, as I said before, show is going to get louder. Gonna have some rock and roll now. New album from Toronto band called Metz, and it's simply called Two, as in Metz Two. Their first album was self-titled. From what I've heard, very similar to their debut, which in many ways is good, as their debut is very raw and loud, as I've said. So we're gonna hear the opening track to Metz 2, which is called Acetate. And yes, they may remind you a little bit of Nirvana, things of that nature. You're listening to The Burrow, and this is Metz from Toronto.
Got to lose. feel so lucky standing next to you. I wanna feel so lucky, but my heart is on the wall. You got you. You got you. You got you. You got you.
Something in yourself that you never saw.
Let's try to work this out here. So that was, well, let me go back for a second. You're tuned in to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM on from 3 to 4 p.m. every Monday. My name is Andy Resto. About halfway through here. Started that last set. So certainly a rock and roll set, I would say. About as close as I will get. Metz started it out from Toronto. A new album called Two. Song called Acetates. Then I played A Place to Bury Strangers. They had a record come out on Dead Oceans a couple months back called Transfixiation. Not Transubstantiation. Look that up. That is cause for debate. Transubstantiation. It's very important when talking about things like the Eucharist, for example. This is Transfixiation, Place to Bury Strangers, song called Straight. They are from New York as well. I played Shilpa Ray from New York earlier. And the song that you just heard before coming back is a band from New Jersey. And they are called Titus Andronicus, a reference to a apparently quite brutal play of Shakespeare's. Which in general is not really appreciated by Shakespeare scholars, and people aren't sure if he wrote it or not. It's supposed to be an earlier play of his. That's what it comes from. They have a new record coming out, which is 3 LPs long and 2 CDs long, depending on which one you buy. It's called The Most Lamentable Tragedy. And that song is called Dimed Out. Dimed Out as in turning things up to 10. And The Most Lamentable Tragedy. So I have mixed emotions regarding Titus Andronicus. I almost want to say they're guilty pleasure. I love the band. I think they're great. This is going to be their fourth record. Local Business is their last one, I thought was terrific. Not as much of a concept album as this one is, or as their most famous record was, which was their second one called The Monitor, a piece about, I think it was a overall supposed to be about the Civil War, and it's, you know, it's over an hour long. And their first one is also very, very good. But this new one, The Most Lamentable Tragedy, as I said, 2 CDs, 3 LPs, supposed to be a rock opera, which is, that statement itself is a bit groan-worthy. But I guess I appreciate the effort that they go through. There's a lot of thought put into this. But also, when you listen to the lyrics, I feel like I'm not supposed to be a depressed, anxious teenager anymore. Maybe I'm just a tired, depressed young adult now, but sometimes I feel as if their lyrics aren't speaking or shouldn't be speaking to me anymore. But anyhow, I really have a thing for Titus Andronicus and Patrick Stickles, the front man, the main mastermind behind it. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to the album. I think Dimed Out is a very good song. So that's what that was. We are now, I'm going to put on a couple advertisements, and we'll come back with some Vancouver noise punk music from the Mutators, and I will explain why on the other side. You're listening to CITR 101.9. This is The Burrow.
With a big copy of Discord's May issue available around town at venues and record stores. This month we're featuring articles on...
Hey, sport, I thought we might kick the ball around in the backyard, hey? Oh, what are you doing in here? Why are all the lights turned
Dad,
off?
Dad, close the door. I'm trying to do an ad for Discorder.
Don't let this happen to you. Pick up a copy of Discorder today, featuring articles on the documentary festival Doxa, as well as coverage of local artists Weird Candle, Neck of the Woods, The Back Homes, Holy Hum, and Gender Dog. CITR would also like to thank this month's Discorder advertisers: Sled Island, North by Northeast, Live Van, Vinyl Records, The Rickshaw Theater, and AMS Events.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Or your partner in your life.
Mutators on CITR 101.9. Mutators off of a song called Instinct on a compilation that came out maybe 7 or 8 years ago now called Emergency Room. Something I guess I wish I had been a part of, but was not living in Vancouver back at the time this was made. Emergency Room apparently used to be a space for you know, jam sessions or shows, and a lot of kind of dark punk music, no wave music, such as the Mutators. A lot of these bands, New Sensei, kind of getting started around that time. So I'm sure it's a very exciting time. We have this compilation called Emergency Room to remember it by. The two Mutators tracks on that are just just mind-blowing. I just think they are so terrific. That song was called Instinct. Brody McKnight plays guitar in the Mutators, or played guitar in the Mutators. Also, his solo project, or what used to be his solo project, was called Gretchen Snakes. And this past weekend on Saturday, he debuted the Gretchen Snakes band. So it is transformed into a four-piece group, and it was very good. No real twist, but kind of what I would have wanted to see if Gretchen Snakes were to become a band. Some songs have lyrics, so I'm hoping in the near future something physical will be released, will come out of this, and we will have some sort of, I will have some sort of Gretchen Snakes band tracks to play for you on the Burrow in the future. Brody, a friend of the program, so I will, of course, play that if it comes out. So, tomorrow, May 12th, Needs is coming out with a new record, a self-titled full-length LP. They are going to be playing a record release show on Thursday, May 14th. So let's hear some Needs, some more loud music. This you can find on their Bandcamp, this track called We Forgot the Records to Our Record Release Show. Let's hope that doesn't happen on Thursday. We'll be right back. the Butthole Surfers off of their second record, Psychic Powerless, and I'm going to cut the title short at that. I think it sounds better that way, and it gets a little bit silly, the second half of the title, but you can look it up. Psychic Powerless, delving into my past interests a little bit this week. Started the show off with Jesus and Mary Chain, who are coming through on Wednesday off of Psycho Candy. Heard Something's Wrong. Butthole Surfers used to be one. I mean, I still love them. I you just don't go back to these things all that often. But their first two records, Rembrandt Pussy Horse and Psychic Powerless, absolutely fantastic. That song was called Wally Bolly. And, came out back in 1983, 84, I believe. I thought it fit with Needs, who I played before that, releasing a self-titled full-length album this week at Fortune Sound Club, of all places. But should be exciting. Both Needs and the band I'm about to play, Softis, a new group here, kind of a bit of a super group, formed of members of different bands, different Vancouver bands. Softis just came out with an album called Dark Power, which is very, very good. I'm going to play a song off of that. To the members of Softis and Needs, if any of you are listening, love to have you guys on the show. And I'm doing my best to get in touch with you guys. So I'm hoping in the future, someone from Needs, someone from Softis will come by here to the borough and join me for very serious discussions and very important musical selections. So, Dark Power by Softis. Gonna play a song called Glass Crow. And then, to close the show out, going to play some Sister Blanche, who I believe is based in Victoria. Very good lo-fi artist out of Victoria. And Sister Blanche, I've also attempted to contact you. So these are all things that I'm working on to get onto the borough. And that's how I'm going to close the show out. Sister Blanche has released a pretty recent tape, which is a split with someone called Highway X, and I don't know much about Highway X, so I'm going to play a song called History of Indecision by Sister Blanche to close the show. This has been the borough on CITR, a bit of a, I was rambling a bit today, to say the least, so don't worry, next week, get things under control, get my thoughts together, get my act together. Stay tuned. I believe it's Wise Men Radio for the summer. It is going to be taking over the 4 to 5 p.m. slot. So stay tuned for that. And I will be back next week, May 18th, 3 to 4 p.m. And who knows what that episode will bring. This is Glass Crow by Softis.